All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Black Coffee Chat. I'm your host, KD. Today, we are recording on the beautiful campus of Texas Tech University, Reckham. And today, I have Kylie Jones.
Hello!
She's going to be my co-host for today. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Woohoo!
Today, I have Starbucks' Thanksgiving blend. Currently black, and I French pressed it, and that's what we're going to be sipping on today, and then getting into everything else that we're going to talk about. But yeah, so basically, I don't know if I already said it, Kylie, but I'm going to say it just because we're recording now.
Okay.
But like, I'd like to do a little coffee tasting at the beginning of like each episode, and then we're going to like get into it, see what it tastes like. All that jazz, you know, sniff it and smell it. It's like we're going to do like a full coffee tasting,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then like something that like my manager also always says is like, you don't have to like it, but like you should always try it, you know?
Right.
So like keep that little open like, mindset.
Yeah, you'll never know what you like until you try it, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. yeah, no. So first we're going to go ahead and we're just going to like sniff the coffee
okay.
a little bit just to like see if we can get anything out of
this
just
one?
Like the
okay.
smell. Yeah.
Okay.
And then whenever like I want you to taste it, I want you to like slurp it and like literally I mean slurp it like
slurp
it. If I don't hear like the you know
because
it's supposed
yes.
basically it's supposed to like you want to feel what it feels like on your tongue, like on your taste buds.
Okay.
And then like there's like acidity and like
mm-hmm.
everything that like goes into it. So like
oh my goodness. I've never thought about coffee like this before.
Right? I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm like, it's so fun. But yeah, so let's see like and like
wait. Why does it okay, hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Why does it kind of smell like beans? Hear me out.
I mean
I'm so serious. Like, okay. Smell it again and tell
like,
me that you can
like regular
beans
or like coffee beans?
Like regular beans. Okay, no. It smells specifically like black-eyed peas. Like those the things that you
yeah.
eat like every
yeah.
year for like good luck or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, it smells exactly like that.
That's crazy.
I'm so serious.
That's wow. I'm glad
know,
that you can like
I literally
pull
don't
that
know how
out,
I
though.
Just like
it was just
that.
Like but you know what though? Like that's actually cool because
yeah.
it's Thanksgiving blend and you can like you're smelling black-eyed peas.
No,
like,
it, that's
what do you
I'm
eat
so
for, like,
serious.
Thanksgiving?
It literally,
black-eyed peas.
Yeah, no, I'm so serious. I literally smell that.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
Holy moly.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we slurping it now or
I'm trying to see. I'm like I know what it's supposed to taste like, so I'm trying to like
trying to psych yourself out a little
yeah.
bit and just be like I've never had this before.
Yeah. Not gonna lie,
what
it like smells sweet. Like most of the time, whenever I'm like tasting coffee and I like
mm-hmm.
smell it, I usually just get like black, earthy, you know, something basic.
Kind of not bitter, but like sultry or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, exactly. But like that's usually what I smell. But I don't know. It just kind of smells like a little more sweeter for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
I can't believe I literally cannot believe I got beans from it. Like, girl, come on now. It's coffee.
No, but like that's still cool though. Like,
yeah.
That's interesting.
No, it really
yeah.
is cool. Are we
okay.
gonna try it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Okay, that's interesting. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. It like I don't know. I'm gonna try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will say I really don't like it, but it doesn't taste like black coffee. Does that make
yeah.
sense? Like it really
yeah, yeah.
I've had black coffee before and it doesn't taste like that.
Yeah.
But it looks like it. It does. Does it taste sweeter to you? Because for me it tastes a little bit bitter, like it's more like sultry. I'm getting more of the earth vibe after tasting it.
That's what I'm still getting. But it's not the same as what I've like tasted before
mm-hmm.
either. So I don't know if it's like because of how long like in between us tasting it and like how long I like prepped it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the reason why.
Right.
Or if it's like specifically the taste of it.
Hmm.
Because and I'm trying to think what Let me look it up and see. I know one of the flavors, but it's supposed to be
So you like put, so what all did you put in it again?
It's literally like just straight black coffee. So I like just brewed
it. Oh, it doesn't have anything in it.
It doesn't have.
Not
right now. And then like I brought.
Oh, that's. Oh, I'm understanding now. I'm just dumb. Sorry. No, I'm like, what?
You're good. Bro, come on.
That is crazy.
Oh, okay. Hello. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see. Okay, Miss Girl, come on. I don't know if that's this year's, because they said it was something different. But, interesting. So I can tell you it's supposed to taste, what is it? I know it's supposed to taste like pecan. I know that much. It's a dark roast, and it's supposed to taste like pecan.
Okay.
But,
let me see if I can get that.
Yeah.
It, I mean, at the beginning, like, of, like, you know, like, when you, like, are originally drinking it, and it first hits you, it kind of tastes like pecan, but that was not what I was thinking it tastes like whenever I was, like, it actually, like, sat there and I got the aftertaste and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not at all what I was thinking, actually.
Yeah. So, okay, I found it. It says pecan, sage, and dried fig. I knew it was, like, something earthy, like, type of, like, plant or something like that, but I couldn't remember. I know it was, so candied pecan, sage, and dried fig. And I'm definitely getting, like, it's not like, so whenever I, like, try different coffees, usually I get, like, dirt. Like, not dirt, but, like,
no, but
like, it came
earth,
from the ground, like earth,
yes,
like that.
Yes, naturalistic.
You know? This one
yes.
is, like, something different. Like, it's not the same as, like,
yeah,
I don't
it's,
know.
It's really, I don't know how, what to, I don't know how to put my finger on it.
Yeah. I would say, it feels a little heavier on my tongue.
Yes.
And not as acidic as other coffees I've tasted.
Yeah.
Because I've tasted some, like, some coffees have notes of, like, citrus and, like, lemon, something like that, basically.
Right.
This one doesn't taste very, like, orangey citrusy. It tastes very, like, subtle, dark, and, like, a little heavier than usual.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That's
just
what I was getting to. Like, if I were to describe this coffee, I would say it's, like, heavy.
Yeah.
In my personal taste buds right now, I'm getting, like, a bitter, earthy, like, it makes me think of, like, soil. Like, literally what you're saying, like, dirt and all that kind of stuff. And that's what it's making me think of.
Yeah. No, for real. Anyways, so he poured me a lot of sweet cream. So in this, I want to see if you can taste it.
Okay.
But I'm going to pour a little in there. And you can pour, like, however much. If you want to fill it up, you can fill it up however, whatever you want to do.
I'm gonna.
I'm like.
See, that is so satisfying to me. Like, the way it looks after
the
you
way
pour something
yeah,
in there.
No, literally. Have you, like, seen our nitro before? Mm-mm. Do you know what that? Okay, so.
No, what is that?
So, our nitro is, like, it's supposed to have, like, I don't know exactly, but, like, it's brewed a certain way, and it's, like, in a keg, basically.
Oh.
And it literally, like, comes out of a tap. So we have regular cold brew and then nitro cold brew.
Cool.
And nitro cold brew has, like, nitro. I don't know what it is exactly, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I tell you that it's, like, CoffeeZilla, girl, I was studying one time, and I was like, I'm going to get me, like, a nitro cold brew because I know that's going to, like, keep me
it's
awake.
It's going to keep you
and,
awake,
like,
keep you going.
Girl,
yeah.
When I tell you, I drank one of them, and I was like, okay, like, this is cool. Let me just get another one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we can only sell these in, like, a grande. Like, that's the max size we can sell it to you.
Because it has so much,
like, caffeine off of it. Yeah. So, I was like, okay, I'm going to get the first one. I sipped on the first one, got that down, and I was like, okay, let me get a second one.
Right.
I got, like, halfway through that second one, and when I tell you, I felt like, it felt like I was literally about to jump out of my body.
Yeah.
I was, when I tell you, and, like, I was locked in on my homework. Yeah, you were like, I was literally, like,
yeah.
I'm like, typing away, like, I forgot what I think
like,
I was working
this
on.
This is what I need to take when I need to go.
Yeah, when I'm telling you, I'm like, I don't need no Adderall. This is the stuff I like, give me two of those, and this I'm like, is,
yeah, period.
I'm like locked in, I'm telling you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but it's vanilla sweet cream, and then I added another syrup, so I want to see if you can, like, taste it and figure out what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it better with the sweeter, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it tastes really good.
Yeah.
You said you put vanilla in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can taste the vanilla.
So it's vanilla sweet cream,
mm-hmm.
and it's like whatever cream. I was supposed to look that up, but we use, I don't know if we use half and half or heavy cream or something like that, and like some like vanilla syrup, obviously, because it's vanilla sweet cream.
Yeah.
But like cream and the syrup, and that's what we just put off in that. But then I told him to put another flavor off in there just to kind of like help sweeten it up a little bit more.
I can't really see you. Let me try again. I'm trying to figure out what the other flavor is, but I don't know if I can. All I can really taste is the vanilla. And you know what? That's probably because of my regular coffee.
Yeah.
What'd you put in there?
I put pecan syrup in it.
Oh.
I told him to put pecan. I was all like, I can get you to like taste basic vanilla sweet cream with it just to like sweeten it up if you do want to sip on it some more.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like,
I mean, it still tastes like the coffee beforehand, just a little bit sweeter. So that's probably what the pecan syrup is doing, is like heightening up that flavor, because it's supposed to be pecan flavored anyways, like before you put it in there.
And that's why I figured. I was all like, we're going to do that. I forgot I had these in my pocket.
What is that, girl?
These are Madeleine cakes.
Okay.
Basically,
they look like seashells.
I know, right? They're so cute.
That is cute.
Basically, sometimes, like, if you're doing, like, a coffee tasting or, like, any type of tasting, there's sometimes, like, a food pairing that, like, goes well with it.
Oh.
So I was like, we're going to be basic today, and I haven't tried these yet.
Okay.
So I'm like, we're just going to, like, try a little bit of it and see, like, how well it goes with it. But
I'm trying this little piece.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is it like lemon? Here's the thing. I don't usually eat cake. Like, I hate cake usually because it's just, it's not even, I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, textures of, like, foods and everything, it, like, offsets me a lot of the time. Like, breads and, like, kind of, not necessarily, like, all breads. Like, sandwich bread is fine. Pizza is good. Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, burgers are fine. It's really just, like, the cake breads that I really don't like. Or, like, cornbread. I hate cornbread.
Girl, I love some cornbread.
No, like, every person in my family does except for me. It's so weird.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, like, for my birthday, I don't like regular birthday cake. I like eating cookie cake. So we think
that's why we
cookie.
Had a cookie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
No, and then my favorite like regular cake probably would be like chocolate, because it's like richer, kind of tastes like a brownie.
Yeah. No, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, if you don't want to eat it, you don't have to.
No. I mean, it was good. I thought I tasted lemon a little bit, but I'm also crazy, so
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm picking up like butter cake, like butter flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you can like pick that out, but like,
let me try it again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm try like, a bigger piece. I have a tiny piece.
Yeah.
So I'm, try a
I'm like, it doesn't taste like straight vanilla, like vanilla extract in a cake, like a vanilla cake or like a basic yellow cake.
I see what you're saying.
It tastes like a, like an almond or like a butter flavor, basically. That's what it tastes like to me. And then it was like a little sweet, like sweet on like the middle of my tongue. But then whenever I tried it with the coffee, it was like,
oh yeah, let me do that.
Like, it was like bland at first. Not like bland, but like a subtle butter taste.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever I like ate it with the coffee, it was like, it got hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have never thought about coffee like this before in my life.
Because
I'm not usually a coffee drinker. Like, if I need energy, I'll just drink an Alani or something like that. But this is very interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
like,
loving this.
There's a lot of, like, stuff in it. Like, whenever I first started working for Starbucks, like, first day orientation. Mm-hmm. Like, we went through history, did a coffee tasting, like, a whole bunch of stuff mm-hmm. on, like, how the company was, like, built up and, like, created and, like, what their, like, values are.
Oh,
well,
that's cool.
Like, it's some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But, like, even the processes going into, like, roasting coffee beans and everything like that, too, like, it was, like, cool, like, very educational for me. Because they were, like, there's, like obviously, like, a light, medium, and a dark roast. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have a dark roast, and it, like, kind of like how I said, it feels heavy. Like, obviously, as it gets, like, from dark to light, it's supposed to feel, like, lighter. There's, like, all these different, like, tastes and everything. Like, mm-hmm. There's literally, like, a whole wheel.
Wow.
Of, like, how each different, like, flavor is, like, made and everything like that.
That
like,
is,
it's
that's
like, very
crazy.
Nitpicky. Yeah.
No, but that's really interesting, too.
I'm telling you.
I really have never thought about coffee yeah. like this before.
No, it's crazy. It's some crazy stuff. But, is there, like, something that, like, you do to, like, whenever, like, I know, like, it's hard being, like, color guard captain, trying mm-hmm. to go to school.
Yeah, it's busy.
Guard director at Monterey and everything.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. I know, like, super busy. Is there, like, something that you, like, do? I don't know if there's, like, some, like, just take a step back or, like, a breather or, like...
My favorite thing to do, usually, like, if I'm stressed out or if I need to just, like, escape, like, having stuff to do and all that kind of stuff, is I really just love hanging out with my friends, truly. Like, I think that's just, like, my happy place. And, you know, like, hanging out with Caleb really helps, too. Like, if we go out and go do something fun or really, I think I'm just really, like, a people person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I hate just sitting in my room by myself. Like it's fine sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm just so tired and, like, my social battery is so low that I just want to go sit in my room, watch TV for, like, 5 hours or something like that. But that's pretty rare. I'm just more of, like, a social person. I like going out. I like doing things because that way I'm not constantly thinking about everything that I have to do, you know? Because I think if you just stay in the mindset of, like, oh, I have to go do this. Oh, I haven't done this yet. Oh, blah, blah, blah. That can really, like, be exhausting.
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely.
Mm. That's usually what I do is, like, if I'm feeling really stressed or if I just want to go do something, I'm just like, hey, let's go get a snack. Let's go get a sweet treat. Let's do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I do, honestly. So I either am at school, working, guard, do all that kind of stuff, or I hang out with my friends. Or I watch movies with my mom, Martha.
We love Martha.
No, we love Martha so much.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I only see you pretty much, like, during guard.
Yes.
And, like, outside, obviously, like, you know, whenever we're doing other guard stuff related. But, like,
yeah.
I wanted to, like, take a look into your personal life.
Yes.
You know, and just, like, talk with you.
Yeah.
Like, over all that, just because, you know.
Okay.
I know it's, like, very busy for you all the time.
Yes, I am very busy all the time. My half of my life is guard. And then the other half is everything else.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
It's literally, like, 50% guard because, obviously, I do guard for tech. And then I do guard for Monterey, too. So that's, like, two aspects of my life that just, like, are filled with that and, like, filled with the sport and everything. And then everything else, obviously. Like, school, my family, my friends, my relationship, and, you know, making sure that I'm doing well at work and, like, getting my kids where they need to be and all that kind of stuff. And then helping you guys. And then, you know, like, writing things, and it's just, it is busy all the time. It genuinely, like, from July, like, mid-July is when my kids had their first camp for marching season,
mm-hmm.
all the way up until December, I'm going to be doing guard.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, and I've been feeling, like, so burnt out, truly, just, like, about it all, because I'm just so tired of it, honestly. Which makes me kind of sad because it is my last season, like, spinning for myself, like, performing myself and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just, like, so ready for it to be over a little bit. Like, it's, like, bittersweet, but at the end of the day, I'm just exhausted. But I know that I'm going to miss it when it's done, you know, over.
And it's like that, like, understandably, because I'm, like, you are, it's half your life. Like, you're running around doing, mm-hmm. when you're not over here on campus doing it with us. You're over there, like...
I'm on a different campus,
exactly,
yeah.
doing the same thing,
yes.
you know, on top of everything else that you have on your plate. And, like, I was, like, kind of the same way, like, graduated and everything. I was like, man, I'm going to really miss it. And then, but I was also, like, my hands hurt every yeah. day because I was like throwing rifles yeah. in the room. Like, my hands hurt. My fingers are like all out of place and everything. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, it does take a toll on your body. And I don't think a lot of people know that. Because, like, definitely. I think people really don't take it very seriously. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people aren't like, oh my gosh, like, that actually looks difficult. I think they think it looks difficult, but they are kind of like, well, I mean, whatever about yeah. it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it truly is so hard. And it is really taxing on your body because it's like dance.
Yeah.
It's like dance, but with a prop. Like, that's really difficult.
Yeah.
And I think people that just, like, do performative arts, like dance, theater, band, like, all that kind of stuff, they get it. But it's, like, outside perspective, people that have never done that before but have only done, like, regular sports, like basketball, softball, yeah. baseball, football, all that kind of stuff, they just don't really get it, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah.
And obviously, those sports come with a lot of, like, athletic toll and, like, on your body and everything and really can hurt you and all that kind of stuff. But I dare I say that guard might just be just as hard.
No, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. especially like,
and I mean, we're biased because we do it, but it's like, it's difficult.
Yeah. No, it mm-hmm. definitely. I'm like, first off, and like, you can tell this to anybody. Like, I want you to do it.
Yes.
And see how you like exactly. it. Exactly. You know, and see how.
100%.
You know.
Yes. Anytime that somebody's like, "Oh, that's easy. I could do that," I'm like, "Okay, here it is."
I'm like,
take a piece of equipment. Absolutely.
Try and throw a rifle. Try and throw a six.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. On rifle, right mm-hmm. out of the gate, in wind, in West Texas wind.
In wind. God, man. The wind here is terrible.
I'm telling you.
No, literally.
Yeah, no.
I say that. I literally say that all the time. I'm always like, okay, well, you can do it then. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Pick up a rifle. Pick up a flag. Pick up a saber. See how you would do with the saber.
I don't even want to talk about saber. No. I couldn't even throw a saber. Like, in wintertime, yeah. like that. By the way, so this is my first fall season that I've, like,
ever done. Oh, yes, I knew that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I'm, mm-hmm. like, I'm trying to, like, pick up in places.
You're
and, like,
I don't
Yeah, no.
Because
I was,
you've done a great job though. I literally never would have guessed.
I'm trying, girl. I'm telling you, I'm trying.
No, you ate. Period.
Thank you, mm-hmm. thank you. No, but like, even I think it was my director and like some of my other friends, like back in high school. They were like, this was like my, what's this varsity? No, this was I was still on JV.
Yeah.
So I had two seasons that I competed in winter, and well, technically three, and then. Stuff happened with people,
oh.
certain directors.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
That's a game.
Right, so.
Wait, do I know who it was?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, give me like a.
A lady and a man, a certain couple that mm-hmm, mm-hmm. basically taught yes. almost everywhere in love.
Yes, I do know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, so they were our directors. This yes. was my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So they were our directors, and I was like, you know what? I want to try this. You know, this could be cool.
Right,
so I was like, I can either do guard or I can do powerlifting.
Oh, high powerlifting.
No, for real. The only reason I didn't do powerlifting was because they were up at, like, I don't know, mm-mm. 5 o'clock,
yeah,
getting to school.
At,
like, I was, like, right before school, and then I got a shower and then head yeah, all the way to the band hall to do band. I'm like,
yeah,
mm-mm. So I was like, you know what? We're going to do guard, and
yeah.
it's going to be just as cool.
Yeah.
And it was. Except I was like, hey, I'm going to miss, like, one competition because of, like, robotics. And they were like. Because
of another school activity. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, like, you're either in guard, you know, doing it full time, or you're, like, not doing it at all.
Ooh.
So I was like, okay.
Wow.
Not saying that, like, you can't do guard after high school, like, professionally. Like, you can. That's, you know, people do make their careers and
yeah.
lives out of that.
Yeah.
But I'm like. I definitely...
That just wasn't your goal, though.
Exactly.
Your goal wasn't to be a professional in that industry. It was to
yeah.
be a professional in the other one.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can...
100%.
I know for sure, like, that's where my life is heading.
Yes.
So I want to do this full time. So
yes.
I was like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, after I left, girl, falled apart. That whole season just fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I was supposed to do it sophomore, and then I came back and did it junior year, and then I was on JV, and then senior year, I did it as well. But in between that, they were like, oh, my God, like, you're really good at this. Like, are you going to do fall guard
mm-hmm.
senior year?
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to march my instrument. So
yeah.
I did that.
It's valid.
Then, yeah, very. And freaking loved it.
Mm.
And then came back during wintertime and, like, varsity ate up.
Period.
Varsity ate up.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going with all this again. My brain, I'm so scatterbrained sometimes.
No, it's okay. Me too.
But, yeah, no, I was all like, you know what? Like, we're going to do the – oh, okay, so first season being in actual fall guard, like spinning outside. So I'm like, I can do all this stuff on the inside, but yes. Like this season, like I mean,
you get used to all the elements and everything. Yeah, oh yeah,
literally, like completely different. Which throwing in the wind, like I picked that up kind of quickly.
Yeah,
I think the toughest thing, I'm not gonna lie, was like the first time or the first couple of times we did the what's it called, plus sign drills, like having to actually march.
Yeah, because we didn't get to go over that with you guys. We were just so like jam-packed, like by ourselves teaching you guys all these like routines and everything. We didn't really get to go over marching. Yeah. So I'm sure that was difficult for people that have never done it before.
It was different. I will say marching, going from marching an instrument to like toe down.
Yes.
Like I will say my balance, very good.
Period.
Very good. Freaking love it.
Yes.
But like the plus sign drills, like, and I hadn't been in the gym for like a good couple of weeks either. So like when I tell you the first time we did it, winded.
No.
Like
me Carly, too. No. I'm telling you, that first week of band completely takes me out. I mean, I sleep so much after we're done. Mm-hmm. I'm so serious. Like I was exhausted.
Yeah, no.
And then like a lot of people don't know this, but like the people that make like leadership and everything and like have a leadership role, we're there like 3 days before you guys even get there too.
Mm-hmm.
So like that was like a full 13 days for Casey and I.
Yeah.
And obviously it wasn't like as physically taxing because we were just taping flags and organizing backpacks and cleaning and like all that kind of stuff. But I mean, holy moly, I was tired because we had to be there so early choreographing. Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
It's a nightmare and I will not miss doing that. Truly.
Y'all ate up for that first show though. We definitely
period.
Did.
Yeah. No, I really have loved the choreography that we've done this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's not even like a pat on the back for me. Like I truly, like Casey was just such a great partner this year in like the way that she wanted to write things and wanting to like encourage people to do more difficult tricks and everything. But then I think we really did just like start improving so much this year, like skill wise, that next year
I hope
y'all
so.
Are gonna eat.
I hope so. I'm so like serious. The 45. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, let's go back to tryouts. Mm-hmm. First off,
yeah.
First off, I didn't realize tryouts were the day that they were. I figured I had like another 2 to 3.
Yeah,
weeks.
I remember that Izzy was saying that you were like a little underprepared because you didn't know when they were and all that kind of stuff. I do remember that. Yes, but I was saying, I was like, bring him.
I was like, we're going to try this out. And then I wasn't even, like, actually admitted to the university yet either.
Yes, so I did know
like,
that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was like, I could make this and not get into the school or get into the school and not
make
be
the
guard.
Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I literally, like, I learned or I, like, created my solo and, like, did it for, like, when I literally had the 1 week.
Yes.
Like, leading up to it.
I did know that.
And I was
yeah.
like, we're just going to put this together and we're going to do it, you know?
And it also had been a while since you've done guard, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, the first, like, 2 days, 2-3 days, I was like, okay, I'm going to, like, just write something real quick because I know I can, like, probably pull something out of my butt together.
Yes.
But then, like, he was also trying to teach me, like, all of our warm-ups, too, because I was like, oh, I got time to learn those, like, later.
Mm. No, you had to learn them for
the trial. I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. So, like, I kid you not, like,
I don't even remember that, though, because I was taking measurements for everybody while was happening. So I didn't actually watch you guys do the warm-up. It was Casey, Shelby, and Amanda that were watching. So I didn't get to see any of it, so.
Not going to lie, I was like, Amanda's gonna be my saving grace, if anything, because I'm like, she knows how I spin.
Yeah,
you know, so like, she's my only saving
grace. And I mean, we saw it in your solo too. We saw that you had skills, so that it was a no-brainer for us, honestly.
Honestly, that solo, girl, when I tell you, first off, I like I left early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was because I had work.
Yes.
So I like ran out, like was like going to work. It was raining that day. When I tell you, I sat down in my car and I was just like,
it was raining. I remember that. And it was, like, flooding around the school and everything. Yeah. I was like, okay, listen.
Yeah, no. I'm, like, with everything that was going on, I literally, like, I shed a couple of tears. And I was like, we're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on going. Cause
Probably just because it was stressful.
It was stressful because, like, I was like, I better have made this thing or otherwise, like, I'm really just going to cry.
Be, yeah.
Yeah, no. And then the song that I picked, too, like, first off, my solo wasn't, like, as good as I was, like, going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in my brain, I was like, I'm going to trip up on this, but don't trip up.
Yeah.
And I tripped up. And I, like, when I tell
you. I don't remember you doing it, so.
Girl, it was just because I literally, like, froze, like, for a good, like, I don't know, 2 to 4 counts or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just, like, I grabbed, I think I, like, just threw some toss or something like that. And yeah. I, like, caught it. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at y'all, and I was just like, And I, like, turned around, repeated whatever I just did, mm-hmm. turned back around, and then, like, the, like, chorus part of my song came in. And I, like, finished out, and then, like, even then after that, like, I don't even think I, like, did the rest of it right. I was just, like...
You're, like, high improv, period.
Like, hey, improv. No, literally, yeah. I'm, like, we're gonna do this.
Hey, I mean, if we can tell a difference, then it's, like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, literally. So I was, like, okay, we're just gonna, yeah, that,
that's hilarious.
That week, I was so stressed out.
Yeah, no, so I totally get it.
Yeah, no.
Tryouts were just stressful for us, too, because we had so much to, like, do to, like, get everybody in, and... prep for it, and yeah, it was a stressful week for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and then on top of Casey's work that she did.
Yes, Casey wrote some pretty difficult work. Oh,
girl. Honestly,
I think it was good, though.
My memory just isn't... Oh, it was definitely good. No, it ate down.
She ate down, and I think and what I mean by it was good is, like, I think she did a good job of showing, like, what to expect for this season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think... that's what we really needed to start doing in auditions, because we used to make, like, the choreography really easy. At least, like, the couple years that I had tried out mm-hmm. before I had gotten captain, it wasn't, like, easy, but it was, like, you could pick it up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't really show, like, your memorization, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, like, the captains didn't do a good job, because they did, but it was just, I think that it showed a lot, like, what it would actually look like in the season this year, exactly. With the way that she wrote it. So.
Yeah, no. And that's my problem, too, is, like, my memory is just not where it should be.
Yeah.
So, like, when she, like, came in and, like, taught us the stuff, because I'm, like, she put in, we call it a Jesus toss at Friendship. Mm-hmm. So, like, the little, like, with the roll around and then, you know, that mm-hmm. toss. I was all, like, oh, I can get that easily, but remembering everything that she just taught us, that was the hard part for me.
Yes.
I'm, like, I don't have a problem, like, I can definitely do the work. Just trying to memorize it.
Yeah, and put it in the right spots and everything. Yeah. Totally get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So that was definitely good.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah. Do you have any tea? Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you want to gossip?
I don't really have any tea. I don't really do anything that like entails tea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, that's one thing I miss about high school. There's always something going on. Somebody's always talking mess.
Yeah.
Talking shit.
I mean, I feel like we definitely do still have some of those issues sometimes, but I think it's, like, really small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's usually just because somebody's tired or somebody's just mouthing off because they're in a bad mood or something like that, and then somebody gets mad about it. It's usually just, like, people get mad about tone of voice.
That's usually,
so it's never really anything that's, like, big, mm-hmm. usually. So.
Usually.
No, but I'm just boring. I literally just go to school, go to work.
I'm telling you, that's literally my life. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was, like, actually, like, putting myself out there and, like, dating and everything,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm boring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm boring. I go to school.
Yeah.
I go to work.
Yeah.
I study.
Mm-hmm.
And I sleep.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So.
Yeah. No, I feel like, I don't know, I just, like, when I am leaving practice or stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
being in a leadership role and being in charge of, you know, a collegiate guard is, like, really different from, like, being in charge of a high school guard. And I feel like in high school there was a lot more ability to actually talk about how you feel and, like, actually get to being upset at some things and everything like that, but... Mm-hmm. When you're in college and you're, you know, in charge of a lot of different adults, you kind of have to be more of an adult than everybody else, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't have as much room to mess up, if you see what I'm saying. So, usually, if I'm, like, upset about something or something, the first person that knows about it is Caleb, because he's just not on the team, so it's not, there's no consequence to me, you know, ranting to him, and obviously he is my boyfriend, so I should be able to rant to him and everything.
Exactly.
And he does a really good job of listening, but every time he's like, can't you go, like, one day without having drama or something to complain about?
We can't.
Listen to me. I don't know. Just like the when pigs fly, okay?
I'm telling you.
That's when it's gonna happen. I don't know.
I'm like, now I kind of want to ask Caleb and be like, Caleb, do y'all have any drama on Zoom?
No,
like,
I'm sure that they do, but it's, I think that they don't care as much because it's a bunch of guys usually, and there are girls on there too, but it's just a bunch of guys and they're just like mean to each other and then they get over it. So I feel like that's just how guys are. I wish that's how we were sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Hey man, most of the time I'm like, you just mouth it off to me, but I'm gonna let it pass.
Yeah.
But other times I'm like, I'm not.
You're
letting
like,
this one
let
slide.
Me clock you really quick, actually.
No. I'm like, don't play with me. Don't play with me right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No. Casey and I have been like really just trying to, because I will say that the first 3 years that I was on the team, there were drama. People on the team, and then there was just like a lot of different situations where people would it was just like there was a lot of animosity in the team, and it didn't really ever feel like it was a team. It just felt like it was a bunch of people thrown together doing guard. Does that make sense? So Casey and I's goal really this year was to just try and build everybody up and really try to heal that and really try to heal our relationships with like the band and like the people that work at the band, like the bandwagon and loading crew and uniform crew and the directors and the TAs and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, we didn't really have a relationship with anybody because we didn't really have a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Shelby and she does a great job, but I mean, obviously she's not here every day. So we've been really trying really hard to rebuild those relationships as much as we can peer based versus like having an adult come in and like tell us what to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that was our goal, was just to start really mending relationships within the team and then with that within the organization. So I hope that we did a good job. I'm hoping that it continues for you guys next year, because I remember like how miserable I used to be, like having to leave practice all the time and then people would be angry or fighting or whatever, and I was just like, that is not a fun environment
like
to
that.
Be well, not like fighting like this fighting, but it was just like people would just like yell at each other, or there would just be such like animosity and like jealousy and bitterness towards people and like pettiness too. I just never really understood it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I was just like, I don't understand why we come here and we're mean to each other when we can just be chill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I hate when people fight with other people, because I'm like, how do you, that's not peaceful at all.
No.
And I'm just the type of person that just like wants peace all the time and that doesn't want conflict. I hate conflict. I'm so bad at like talking to people about things that they're doing. Like, I don't even like correcting people sometimes.
Girl.
And it's my job, so I have to, but it's like, I don't like to do it because I don't want people to feel like they're doing a bad job, because they're not. It's just, sometimes we just have to get them back on track, you know?
Yeah, no.
And I feel like people, there's like a way, sometimes people will take it, oh, like it's just, like it's constructive criticism, I need to fix this, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you catch somebody on the wrong day, they're going to be like, oh, they hate me, I suck. Like, why is she telling me this? She thinks she's better than me, like all that kind of stuff. And that's like the furthest thing from the truth, honestly.
Yeah, no. I will say, and like, I can be biased or whatever, but like, whatever. Like, y'all definitely have, like, done a really good job, like, trying to create that, like, atmosphere for everyone.
Okay, thank you. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, no, like, I didn't know what I was going to get myself into, especially, like, with certain people that are on the team.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, you just hear things,
right,
like, coming back, and I'm just like, do I really want to do this again? Mm-hmm. Like, and, like, high school guard wasn't that bad, but I'm like, I don't have time to deal with that on top of everything else that I have going on.
And it's draining, like being in a situation where there's just constantly conflict.
Yeah.
It really is just really mentally draining.
Yeah.
And that's just what I think Casey and I, because, you know, she's a junior, I'm a senior. We only spent 1 year not being on the same team. So she and I had a lot of the same experiences and saw a lot of like the bitterness like throughout the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we both just, like, came together and we were like, that's not how we want to run this guard this year.
Yeah.
And that's really, it was really nice to have a partner that kind of just, like, had the same views and values for the team as I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we both worked extremely hard to try and fix that. And, you know, yes, it was draining and, yes, we're really tired. But I think that we're on the right track.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I will say that, like, a lot of things that happened in the past, like, obviously, we can't immediately fix it. and it's not going to get immediately fixed, but we can start pushing towards healing and pushing more towards a non-toxic environment, which is great.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that we tried to lean into that as much as we could.
I definitely, yeah, no, especially like, so like how you mentioned like mending bonds with like everybody, like TA's bandwagon.
Yes.
Like, definitely, I feel like TA's, or as far as like, I think his name is Anthony, the percussion one.
Yes.
So, like, definitely Anthony and like Kirsten, like, I feel like,
yeah,
if they're like around us, they definitely like talk to us. They're not just like walking through. Yeah, like avoiding us, and you're just like solely helping the band. Like, they definitely like.
No, I love the band staff this year, and I'm not saying it was ever bad. Like, we've never had bad staff. It's just like we had a director the first 2 years that I was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our director left in the middle of my sophomore year, but we had somebody that we could go to, so we didn't really need to rely on anybody else. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then, once our like director had left in the middle of my sophomore year, we didn't know what to do. Well, not we. Like, I mean, obviously, I was just still a member, and I was only a sophomore, so I was sitting there. I was like, "Y'all just tell me what to do, and I'll do it." But like, the leadership was really struggling because they were like, "Holy, what am I supposed to do now?" You know what I mean? And I think they did a good job with what they had, because it was so difficult last year when Bailey and I had worked together and we didn't have anybody, and we were in charge of making everybody perfect for Macy's. I mean, it was difficult. And I will always say that we did our best, you know. And I think that it was hard to find a way to ask for help from other people, because we were just expected to do what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it just, in a way, it kind of felt like if we had to ask for help, we were failing. You know, and I think that that was just like kind of the, what's the word? Like the, I don't even know what the word is, but that's just what the was expected of us.
Yeah.
Like, not ask questions, just get it done, you know? And so I'm really glad that we have gotten away from that, and we're more willing to ask for help and not be afraid to go up and be like, "Hey, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
Can we help do this?" And then I think building relationships within the people that you work with is really helpful also, because one, it teaches you really good communication.
Yeah.
And two, if the same people are all working on the same thing, it's going to get so much faster. It's going to be better, and it's going to be more efficient as well. And I think that the TAs being like comfortable enough to come up to us and be like, "Hey, that person's toe was not pointed." I'm going to be like, period.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you don't have to tell us. Like, you don't have to get permission from us to go tell them. Like,
I'm like, yeah.
They'll take the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I even told them when they were, like, watching our feet and everything that one day at practice, I was like, "Hey, like, you can go and tell them. They'll probably take it better from you than they would from me, because I'm constantly telling them to fix their feet. If they hear somebody else actually seeing it and telling them to do something different, then I think they'll fix it."
Yeah.
And it looks great. So.
That's what I was saying, too. I was like, he came up to us and he was like, "Hey, some of y'all's toes weren't down." And I was like,
"You were like, oh.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Right, right."
You're like, mm-hmm.
I'm like, definitely going to fix that. I'm like, that's my, I'm like, I'm trying so hard to make sure my toe is down.
Yes.
I'm like, amongst other things, like,
yeah.
I'm just like, I got to make sure we're like doing everything we're supposed to.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, I think overall we've had a very successful season. Like, the garden looks a lot different. And, like, I think that there's a lot more healing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're on the right track to start getting people more motivated to do well.
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of the times people don't really take this seriously. And they're like, "Oh, like, it's just for fun," which it is. It is just for fun, but also there is a level of seriousness that you need to put into it, and a level of, like, work and effort that needs to go into it to make it good. And I have always said that, like, I never really have a fun time until I know that I'm doing it right, and then I can have fun with it. Because if I feel like I'm not doing something right, obviously it's going to stress me out and bother me, so I don't understand not wanting to work to fix it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's and that was made me a little frustrated sometimes when I felt like people weren't putting in as much effort that I was and everything. But then at the end of the day, I was like, "Wait a minute. This is supposed to be fun, you know, and it's supposed to be something that we all come together to do, and something that's supposed to heal all of us from all of the stress that we have to go through in college and everything. And I have always been very thankful for this opportunity, so because it taught me so much about self-regulation and like keeping yourself happy mm-hmm. and like making sure that you're doing something fun whilst also taking care of business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It taught me a really good balance about that, I think. At least I hope so.
Yeah, no. I definitely like see we do I can't really say like how much we've changed. I can only say that like the semester like hasn't been like a shit show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can definitely say that. And then like especially like the times where we had like our Sunday practices and we literally just sat around and we were just like, everybody needs to get whatever they have off their chest.
Yeah.
And like just put it out there in the air. Let's talk about it. Let's, you know, because mm-hmm. like we don't want to move on, you know, without trying to.
I think that the whole idea behind Casey and I wanting to do that is because we felt like we were just constantly talking at everybody and it wasn't really like sinking in what we were trying to say. So we really wanted to make sure that it was like a safe place for everybody to feel like they were heard and that they were appreciated.
Yeah.
Because I think that is so important in a like activity like this. It's like if you're just feeling like you're just coming there, doing what you got to do and leaving, it can be really draining if you don't have a relationship with other people.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to make sure that those relationships were healthy and we felt like we could talk to each other. And obviously, like, I know that, like, the big talks that we were having weren't exactly, like, helping in a sense, but I was really pleased to hear that people were, you know, feeling the same way that Casey and I were feeling.
Yeah.
And it was nice to be able to actually be honest with everybody about how we were feeling about everything, because a lot of the times when you're put in a role like that mm-hmm. and you're just constantly under a microscope. And I think a lot of people don't really understand that, or they just don't really think about it that way, because like y'all's actions reflect on Casey and I a lot.
Yeah.
Like one example is like if the choreography doesn't look clean or if it doesn't look up to par, like the directors are the first people that they're coming to are me and Casey. Yeah. And they're like, hey, why isn't this clean? And it couldn't, and it's not even necessarily our fault. It's just, like, I think some people just have off days and everything. And then we have to be like, oh, we're sorry. Like, we're going to get it clean. Like, all that kind of stuff. So I think that that's also, like, it was just helpful to talk about that, too, because it was just – it's stressful.
Yeah.
It's stressful being put underneath that amount of pressure.
Yeah.
When it's, like, oh, 28 other people, their actions reflect on me and on who I am and what my leadership skills are and all that kind of stuff.
It's, like, you got to worry about – yourself.
Yes.
But then on top of, you got to worry about everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's like.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I am very grateful for the position that I was given. I worked really hard to get here. And I put in a lot of effort. I put in a lot of work. I remember I've been like doing a lot of reflection recently because I'm nearing the end of my color guard career. And I was just thinking about like freshman Kylie coming into tech and like not really knowing what to expect and like my first year auditioning, and I just remember I was always just so scared to like ever talk back to the captains because I was like, their job's already hard enough, I don't want to make it more difficult.
Yeah.
So I worked really hard to try and be a really good member of the team and to be helpful, and I feel like I just wanted to keep planting the seeds that I was somebody that people could rely on and that I would always get my stuff done and I would always try and be the best I could be, always put my best foot forward. And I was really happy whenever I like it felt like the work I was putting in got recognized. And then I was so nervous trying out for captain because I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know if people would accept me as their leader and like all that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
it really has given me like the best memories. And I know that I'll hold on to it, and I know that I'll like when I have kids one day, I'll get to like tell them about it and all that kind of stuff, and really reflect on like how much this job and like this organization has given me. So I try not to let like the negative, gross things like the burnout and all that kind of stuff, I'm really trying not to let it affect me and affect my season this year, because this is my last time getting to do all of it. So I'm hoping that the next game will be super fun and then our bowl game will be super fun. I love bowl games, let me tell you. Bowl games are probably the best part of the year. And it's like people are so burnt out by the end of the year that they don't really want to go, so sometimes they skip them. And that makes me so sad because everybody needs to experience a bowl game because it's a longer trip. yes, we have to go to a game, but I mean, that's fine. And you get to go and explore a new city.
Exactly.
Like, it's so fun.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this year. I hope we get a good one. But yeah, I don't really remember what I was saying, but it has been, I don't want anybody to think that I'm not grateful for where I'm at, because I really am. And it's been such a privilege to get to teach everybody on the team and, like, choreograph for everyone. Like, it really is such an honor that my choreography was in the Macy's Parade and, like, you know, we performed my choreography in the Alamo Dome. Like, that is so cool. And I didn't really register that until, like, yesterday. I was like, holy.
That's crazy to think.
Holy.
Yeah,
no,
right.
It was. I'm so lucky that I got to experience that and mm-hmm. that my personal, like, I had a hand in what we were doing, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll always remember that. I just think that hopefully we did a good job. I don't know. That's my hope. I've always just wanted to, I really am just such a people pleaser at heart. Like, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do my best, and I want to make sure that everybody is enjoying themselves, because I remember what it was like to not enjoy myself because I was so stressed out about whatever was going on.
Yeah.
That I just wanted to take that away from everyone so that they would still have good memories. You know what I mean? And that was really draining at first. But now that I've kind of stepped back and I'm just kind of like, you know what? If things happen, then they happen.
Yeah.
And we can just relax and everybody can have a good time. And I just feel like I'd feel so much better about it instead of like being like, this isn't exactly how it was supposed to be, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, like, things are going to, like, mess up and not go the way that
oh yeah, absolutely,
know. Yeah, so it's like that's one thing that I have to, like, learn to, like, going into this semester and, like, slowing down my life.
Yes,
like, I had to learn, like, a ton of things, like, just for one, slowing down in general.
Yeah,
because I was like, okay, I have to get this done in my lifetime, like, at this year, at this age, I gotta get this done, like, yada yada yada, like, mm-hmm. whole list.
Yes.
But then I'm like coming back and just, like, looking over the past couple of years and everything, I'm just like, things aren't gonna know, always be the way that you want them to be, you know.
Yeah.
Things are gonna happen differently, and it's like, you just gotta, sometimes you just gotta let it happen.
Yeah. No, I literally, if you would have asked freshman year me, like, what I was doing, mm-hmm. I would tell you that you're crazy. Like, I was in a very committed relationship my freshman year. Like, I was convinced that I was gonna be married by 22, and I'm 22 right now. And then that's a completely different relationship.
Man, look.
So it's like, it's so crazy, like, how much we can zero in on something. And then if it doesn't work out, like, I don't know. Life is just so weird. I think about that all the time.
Yeah,
like, that is literally so weird that that was who I used to be and this is who I am now.
Yeah,
like, I'm a completely different person than I was at 18. Truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I'm like, 18 me, I was like, life is going to be good. We're graduating.
Yes.
Like, everything is going to be
You're
cool.
You're just so hopeful.
Like,
yeah,
no. And then I'm like, being 22 now, I'm like we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Whether it takes, like, 6 months or 3 years
mm-hmm.
at this point, just because of, like, where I'm at. And I'm like, at this point, like, if it takes me 3 years, if it takes me 6 years,
yeah.
You know, like, if I don't graduate until I'm 27 and, like, graduating the same year as my brother, I'm like, if whatever happens at this point, because I'm like, last couple years just have not been it, like, and I'm telling you, like, girl, I've had some dark days.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like,
no, so totally get it.
It's been, like,
no, yeah,
bad news mm-hmm. sometimes.
I feel like I never really believed everybody, like, when I was in high school, like, they were like, oh, well, college really just, like, changes you, and, like, you go through so many different phases of life when in this, like, time frame and, like, in this age and everything like that. I never really believed it until I lived it. Like, it truly was, like, every single year something was just so different about me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I think sophomore year was just, like, my darkest year. Like, I was just so sad. I had ended that relationship. I didn't know what I was going to do. There was just so much uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't have a whole lot of peace and all that kind of stuff. And it was really upsetting. But then, you know, after healing from that and after really pulling myself up from, you know, the ground and being like, hey, you're worth so much more than this, like, turmoil and sadness and all that kind of stuff. And once you really just, like, start healing, it really does just shape who you are. And I've learned that a lot. I've learned that a lot over the past 4 years of being at school
mm-hmm.
and, like, learning and making new friends and seeing people from the different cities and all that kind of stuff. Like, I remember my freshman year, I did not meet anybody that was from Lubbock. All of my new friends were from, like, Dallas or Houston or San Antonio or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting to, like, hear about what their lives were like in their, like, hometowns and all that kind of stuff, because my whole life has just been here.
Yeah.
And I'm so, like, I'm so used to Tech, because obviously, like, that's what this whole town is about. It's, like, Tech. Like, you're going to go to Tech. You're going to go do this. You're going to do this.
Yeah.
It was just so interesting to, like, learn so many things from so many different people. And I never would have thought that I would be where I'm at, truly. Like, I didn't even want to do guard after my senior year of high school. But my mom, like, forced me to try out. And my coach at the time for, like, when I was at Monterey, she was on the Tech guard.
Oh.
So she, like, helped me with the audition process and everything, and I just told her, I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm so tired. I don't want to do it anymore. But she was like, no, like, you need to. It's such a great experience. It really gives you, like, your bestest friends and, like, all that kind of stuff. So I did do it, and I'm so glad that I did, because it really, truly has just shaped who I am, and, like, all the people I've met have just changed me and, like, molded me into my personality and, like, what I'm like and all that kind of stuff. And if I didn't do this, then I never would have met Caleb, or I never would have met you guys and all that kind of stuff. So I think just, like, I've just been in such, like, a reflection moment in my life, because, you know, it's all going to be over soon, and I just really want to, like, make sure that I don't take it for granted a little bit, you know?
No, yeah. I definitely like that. I definitely like the way you put that. And I try, like, I've been trying to, like, look at my life and be like, you know, you've done this much and this is good. And then, like, especially, like, it's bad, especially, like, on my dark days, like, I'm like, well, you're this age and, like, this is how your life has been.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really focus in on that, but, like, I have to, like, really, like, pull out and, like, instead of, like, hyper-focusing, I have to, like, look at the bigger picture and be like, everything's not bad. Like,
yeah, I think that there's just so much more pressure on people our age to, like, grow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, yes, we do need to grow up. We are adults, like, all that kind of stuff. But I think it's just so much more pressure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, why? You know, my friends are at such a different, like, stage of life than I am. Like, one of my best friends is getting engaged.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, and then one of my other best friends has a son, and he's almost two. So it's like we're all in such different stages of life, but what they're doing, it's okay because it's their life, you know what I mean? And what I'm doing, it's fine because it's my stages of life, and it's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And if I'm not supposed to get there until I'm, like, 25, 26, 30, 32, like, whatever it is, then that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know? And I will say, like, I'm personally a Christian, so I believe that God has a plan for everything, and I just really do lean into that, like, whenever I'm, like, feeling how you're feeling, you know what I mean? Like, I really just lean into that so much, and I'm really just like, hey, there is a plan. It's not my plan, so it's not like I have any control over it.
Yep.
So it's like, you might as well just leave it. Do what you gotta do. Do life. Do it. Become who you're supposed to become.
Yep.
And you'll be fine.
No, I'm the same way. I'm like, he got us.
Yes. Sure do. Yeah. Sure do.
Exactly. And no. I'm like, especially, like, being at South Plains, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to get in, I'm going to get out, and I'm like, things aren't working the same way, and I'm like, every day, especially, I have this one class, and I'm like, I've had to take that class, like, 3 times. Want to kill myself every time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would go in, and I'm like, I really don't want to be here, like, or, like, we have an exam or, like, something like that. And I'm all, like, first thing I do, and my mom tells me this every time, like, especially on exam day, she's like, pray about it. As soon as you go in, before you start taking that exam, he'll guide you through.
Yes.
You know, put him first.
Yes.
Everything else falls into place. And I, like, I feel like, I used to be, like, really close with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I feel like everything just started, like, getting in the way.
Yeah.
A little bit.
No, I totally get,
like,
it.
At least for me. And I'm just, like, I'm glad that I'm, like, actually pulling out and, like, breathing
taking
a little
time.
Bit. And, like,
absolutely.
And I'm, like, I'm literally, like, I'm trying to, like, get back into, like, reading my Bible and, like, actually, like, studying it and everything. And, like, really just putting him first, because I feel like just
100%.
Everything, like, it just got, like, super cloudy. Everything, a bunch of stuff got in the way. And I'm like, I just need to, like, put him first again, because I'm like, he's gotten me this far already.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just need to do my part and focus on him a little bit.
Yeah,
more too,
100%. You know? Yeah.
So I'm like, we're breathing, we're doing okay, put him first, you know, and he'll guide me through.
Yes.
I'm like, definitely, because I'm like, for sure, like, I wouldn't be here at Tech mm-hmm. without, like,
yeah,
actually doing, yeah, like, what,
no,
I need 100%.
To
do. So
yeah,
I'm like, he got me.
He does have you. He has me. He's got everybody.
He's got everybody. Period. He's got everybody. I'm yeah. like, I try and tell people, I'm like, y'all, are y'all listening?
Are you?
Like, are you listening to him?
Tune in, babe.
Babe, I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm like, are y'all
no.
listening?
No, for sure. Yeah. And I just like, 100%, I feel the exact same way. And a lot of that has been really resurfaced to me, like, with everything that's been happening recently with mm-hmm. everybody and all that kind of stuff. And I really, truly was just like, I just love that I have been, I've grown up knowing the love of Jesus. And, like, knowing what it's like to actually be,
yeah,
like, to be like him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has truly just, like, helped me shape the way that I want to act towards people and the way that I want to love people, yeah. you know? And I think that people forget that a lot. I think that, I mean, he just accepts everybody, no matter what they're like, because we're all sinners at the end of the day, yeah. you know? And I think that we're all on this earth for a short period of time. So what is the point in judging other people just because they're different than you?
Exactly.
I always think that. And I've just seen so much, like, animosity towards people recently, obviously with, like, recent events that happened last week and everything.
Yeah.
It's been really sad because that – I just hate that being a part of, like, a soul, part of an identity for someone makes somebody else hate them.
Yeah.
On both sides. I hate that because yeah. I don't think that should ever be something that makes you hate someone.
Yeah, no.
And I don't, and it's just like, hey, this is the color of my skin. Oh, I hate you because of that. Or, hey, this is who I love. Yeah. Oh, I hate you because of that. That makes me sad because I would never I'm hate, like, somebody because of that, because yeah. that's just a part of who they are, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a part of who they are. Their beliefs are a part of who they are, who they love is a part of who they are, and what they look like is a part of who they are. It's all a part of, like, your identity.
Exactly.
And I'll always just be like, I just love people, I think, and it just makes me sad when other people are like, oh, I hate you because you do this, or whatever. I'm just like, guys.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I'm like, everybody's going to have their differences
yes.
at the end of the day,
yeah.
you know? But, like, you can't judge them. You're not the person to judge them.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, because, mm-hmm. like you said,
because, like, who are you to judge other people, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, only the one up there can, you
yeah.
know.
And, I mean, even if people don't believe up there in God yeah. and everything, I still think that it's just, like, such a good value to have is to just not judge people, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, no.
And I hope that more people start practicing that, you know?
I hope, girl, I'm like...
I think it'll be good. I think that once people start really healing from everything and are just like, hey, like, it's gonna be okay,
yeah,
it'll be better.
No,
you know, obviously everybody was disappointed, but, you know, what's the most important thing that you think that you've learned about when thinking about being in a relationship? You can finish what you were saying, but I like that question.
Okay.
Oh, that's a hard one though,
right?
You gotta make me think.
I know.
I don't need. Hold on. Let me.
You want to give it a. You want to give it a go. You can sit on my lap.
I need a second.
Okay.
I'll
go first. No,
okay.
I'm just kidding.
No, actually, I mean, if you want to, I'm like.
I mean, I also have to think about.
Wait, what was the question?
The question was, what's the most important thing that you have learned about starting a relationship or being in a relationship with someone?
Like what you want.
Kind of. It's like, I guess my answer would be like really figuring out your love languages. In what you're looking for. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I think a lot, there's a lot of pressure in trying to find somebody or trying to find a match or trying to date someone that you kind of just like rush into it just because you think that they're cute or something like that. And I think that it comes with maturity and it comes with like growing older
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. You start finding people that will actually make you happy versus like the way that they look and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I think, yeah, I really truly think that the most important thing that you can do for yourself when trying to start a relationship or be with somebody is figuring out how somebody should love you and figuring out what you really want instead of jumping into a relationship and not really figuring out what's going to make you the happiest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. So I would say, and like kind of piggyback off of that, like, mm-hmm. I think what I had to do, especially like coming out of my first relationship, like first real big, like we were together for a whole year.
Yeah.
Before we finally, right. I was just like, I'm calling this off. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Yes.
It was, the main part is just like being able to make time for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And also like not forcing things.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause like, honestly, like after 6 months, we probably like started hitting like a rocky patch.
Yeah.
And it was bad because like she went to school like across Lubbock and I was all the way at Friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like the only time that we would like see each other is if we like had like planned a date and like went out to the movies like Saturday night, or like I would also like pick her up for like church, you know, and like take her to church with me. But like during the week, like especially for like at least a good month or two, probably like it was bad because like during the week it'd be like, I don't know why I talked to you, like why are we still together, yada yada yada. And then like the weekend would come where we would have time to actually see each other, and it was all like, you know, I'm really glad that we're together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad, you know, this, that, and the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you gotta know when to call things off, when to like have those like hard conversations with each other and everything.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And just be able to be mature about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And granted, we were in high school, so that's like a lot of where our problems, like we just weren't mature.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's like also why I like called off our relationship, was just because like there's just a lot of stuff that like she was doing that I didn't really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had problems too. It was just like I can't.
No, I totally get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. I do think that a lot of the times people kind of get like used to each other. In a sense, you know, like, if you've been with somebody for so long, you just kind of get used to having them around.
Yeah.
So you can start taking, like, things for granted a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, well, they're going to be here no matter what, so I can just, like, not care right now. And
yeah.
I can focus on other things, which sometimes you have to do. But I think once you stop dating somebody, that's when, like, all the problems really do start creeping in, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then there's a lot of, like, uncertainty in a relationship. Being like, oh, well, does he still feel this way about me? Like, does he still want to go out with me? Does he still find me attractive? Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, if you stop truly just dating, having fun, planning things, you know, being good there for each other, like, actually loving people the way that they deserve, whether that's, like, you catering to their love language or whatever it is.
Yeah.
If you stop doing that, that's where a lot of problems really do start seeping into relationships and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when bad communication happens, too, because if you're not used to talking to each other because you're not really hanging out and you're spending a lot of time apart, how are you
yeah.
supposed to learn how to talk to each other?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. See, and then that's where I feel like I definitely, like in my last good relationship, like before we broke up, which we like ended things on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about all the time, like, did we really, or like, which I overthink all the time too.
Me too. I'm such an overthinker.
I'm like, girl, I'm telling you, like, it's bad. But no, I think to myself, I'm like, he says that, but like, was I really like a good like partner? Like, you know, or was
no,
he just like,
it.
Was
mm-hmm.
he just like sticking out with me, like getting through it, you know? And, like, I try to communicate and, like, I don't know, sometimes it's, like, hard for me, too,
mm-hmm.
to, like, just, like, talk about, like,
no,
how I
sure.
feel and everything
yes.
like that. Because sometimes I do just want to, like, bottle it up and I'm, like, it's whatever, I'll just let it pass, whatever,
right.
I'll let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's also why I liked him so much was because, like, he knew me
mm-hmm.
and he understood me. He would, like, generally like take care of me, like just the, like I said, the little things, it's just the little things that like matter sometimes, because
yeah.
it's like once we got out of like that honeymoon phase, you know. It's like, are we, you know, what are we doing? How are we doing exactly? And like, I definitely will say, like, he was there for me, like, even on like all the bad days. Like, I would literally like be done with school, be done with work, and I'm just like, I'm stressed out, I'm tired, I just want to sleep.
Yes.
And like, I could go over to his place and like, we could literally like sit in silence.
Yeah.
But like, he still like knew what was wrong and could tell like how to kind of like help me out.
Yeah, and that's really sweet.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, I love, one thing that I really love about Caleb and our relationship is we're each other's like really like biggest cheerleaders. Like, I, when he's going and doing stuff that he's really super passionate about, I try really hard to just be super supportive, because I think if you have somebody that just supports you in your dreams and loves you for who you are, that's like, that's, it's just so fulfilling to know that.
Yeah.
And he has always made me feel proud of myself. He always reminds me every single day that I can do it, and that I'm tough, and that I can handle everything. And then he's always just been super supportive, in a sense, about stuff that I've wanted to do. For example, when I, you know, would get the good grades on my SATs test, he was the first person I would send it to, and he's like, dude, you're so freaking smart. And it was just stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I try to go to every single thing that he has, you know, like all of his concerts and everything, and supporting him through his DCI audition process and everything. I just think that that is something that is really worthwhile in a relationship, is like, you have to want to support each other too, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something that I really love about him. He's very supportive, and he's like very understanding.
Gotta have that.
Mm-hmm. He's really, he's cutie.
Cutie.
I will say, like, yes, I think the getting out of the honeymoon phase is really hard. And Caleb and I definitely, like, experienced that last year, the first time that we had gotten together.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't get into it too much, because obviously, like, I've learned that if you start keeping your relationship private, it's more sentimental a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, my first time ever dating somebody very seriously, everybody knew everything that was happening, and
me,
everybody
too,
got to, like, weigh in on everything.
I hated it.
And I really didn't like it, because it didn't feel like I was making my own choices. It felt like I was making choices to appease other people. So I really have tried to, like, keep him and I a little bit more private, so that he and I can really just enjoy being together. But obviously everybody knows that we were in a relationship for a while, and then we broke up, and then spent the summer apart, and then we got back together. And I think that spending that time apart was super helpful in realizing that we were just miserable without each other. And it kind of shaped that we were taking each other for granted a little bit.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, once we got out of the honeymoon phase, I think we did stop, like, kind of dating each other, and we were just kind of used to each other and started getting annoyed and all that kind of stuff. And it really did take a really huge mental toll on our relationship. But once you kind of see, like, what life is like without your person, then you can kind of put it into perspective, like, wow, I'm sad.
That's how I was like, man, like after you like left and everything, I was all like let me know, like, when you get home,
yeah,
when you start seeing your mom, yada yada yada. And like, it's not bad that like I haven't heard from him, but it's like, you get a little lonely sometimes, and
no,
you just,
for
like,
sure,
you start thinking about it.
Yeah, that summer was really hard, or this past summer was hard, because it just, I was sad, but I kind of knew, I was like, well, this is what's best for us right now, like all
yeah.
that kind of stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just so grateful that we were able to work through it, and I hope that that's what happens for you, King.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely wish him the best, like, you know. And
yeah.
Like, everybody that I've, like, met and talked to and everything, like, like I said, so the girl that, like, we ended, like, on very bad terms, like, freshman year of high school. Like, I still, like, follow her and, like, talk to her every, like, once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she found, like, a different guy, and they're, like, I think they're, like, getting ready to get married and everything.
Aww.
And they have, like, a kid and everything. I'm like,
you're like, wow.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That is,
like,
crazy.
You know, it's crazy, but, like, I wish the best for, like, her and her new man and, like, her kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's crazy. But, like, no, like, everybody, like, I'm just, like, it may not have worked out for us, but, like, I definitely, like, I don't wish bad things upon
no
people.
For sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
That's a really healthy mindset to have, too.
I try to have a healthy mindset.
Period.
I try to. I'm like, there's too much going on everywhere. To
yeah,
like trying
that's
to
true.
Be negative, mm-hmm. You know, so mm-hmm. I'm like, you gotta try and think positive.
Yep, that's
very
true.
Even when like bad things are happening, think positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what
love
I found.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah. I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Woohoo!
I'm like, we did talk about a lot of good stuff, though. I definitely like wanted this episode to be very like about like your mental health and like
yes.
checking in with other people.
Yeah,
I hit my mark. We hit our mark.
Yes,
for
period.
This episode. So freaking mm-hmm. love it. But
and I hope everybody listening likes it.
I hope so too. I'm like, hey,
let's get famous.
Let's get. I'm telling you, girl.
Right.
I'm like, we gotta, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me be on my influencer game real
yep,
quick.
Period.
So,
special
yeah.
guest, Katie.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Katie, we'll bring you back on too if you ever want to come back on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, thank you all for listening to the Black Coffee Chat. I hope it was everything and more that y'all were wanting.
It's called Black Coffee Chat.
Yeah, the Black Coffee
I
Chat.
Love.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely some cool stuff. I hope it definitely like helped whoever was listening out in some way, form or fashion or whatever. And yeah, let's, you know, we'll definitely have more stuff brewing and everything
mm-hmm.
coming up. So be on the lookout for the next couple of episodes. Yeah. Anyways, thank y'all for listening and tune in next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.